Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. I'm Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we're going to introduce a new topic, a new kind of direction that we want to take this podcast. So enjoy. It goes down in the DM. Delaney.
Yes. What's up?
Oh my God. Sorry, guys. We're hitting this podcast. Not this podcast. We're going to hit the ground running on this episode.
Yeah, literally.
If What's you listened up? To the last one, you know how much we've been talking about Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh.
I not downloaded. I bought the books.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I spent $200 on
them. Oh.
Yeah. I got all the books. I got them in hardcover. I got them in this special, like, Harry Potter treasure chest.
Oh my God.
I was so excited. Just for Barnes & Noble to email me and be like, sorry, we can't fulfill your order. Like,
what? What does that mean?
I don't know. And I'm like, maybe they ran out, but I'm like, why would you sell it to me then?
Like, no, that's not just weird. Yeah. Out? No. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my like dilemma because it was supposed to come show on up. Tuesday. What?
I said I would show up. Or maybe even if you like go to Tyson's or something, Tyson's Corner, and go to that Barnes and Noble.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm just going to end up having to go in real life and get it.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I wanted it. Like, yesterday. Like, I wanted to start literally. Reading. And, like, I was so excited to get the treasure chest. But I don't think I'm going to be able to get it. But then I was on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I want it in hardcover because I have a feeling these books are going to, like,
they're so thick. And you want to keep them nice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like I'm going to need them for years.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I want to show my kids them.
This is what we call Harry Potter.
I only she's found gonna it when name, I was 19, but gonna, I love it.
You're going to name your daughter Hermione.
Like, no, literally.
Your son Draco.
But, oh my God.
No, I knew you were going to like that.
I thought it was going to do well, and it didn't. I was really mad.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw that TikTok with the Slytherin nails and the Draco.
It got like 15 views, and I was like, why does literally every other like stupid one that I like, stupid ones...
Uh-huh.
Are doing random views and this one like no one's watching it.
Okay,
like, I know you want to hear about Draco.
I've noticed that my TikToks do better when I do no hashtags.
I was gonna actually just say that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Even though we were like, no, you have to do a hashtag for it to get views. Nope.
Yeah, because I saw two different videos. So remember, I told you I saw one that said like you do 4 hashtags and then like a specific time.
Yeah.
But then he made another video like following up saying that. Just don't hashtag anything or hashtag the specific niche.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I was trying to do. Like, I put, like, hashtag Harry Potter, hashtag Draco, hashtag nail art. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah, oh my God.
But it's okay. I was going to make a TikTok when I got the book set. It's like, please don't be ugly. Yeah. Please don't be ugly. Ah!
But that's cute. I didn't order the hardcover, whatever. Because I'm honestly not that great at reading books. Like, when I was younger in, like, elementary school, I would always check out books. I would have my mom buy books at the book fair, and then I would never read them. And she'd be like, I'm not buying you this book because I know you're not going to read it. And I'm like, no, I promise. This is the one.
Yeah.
And then I literally never read it. But, I don't know, I have been in the reading mood lately. I've been reading After that book by Anna Todd.
But actually, it's like the... I have 2 recommendations. Is what? After going to be your recommendation?
For reading?
Or do you have an... Yeah, let's just, like, recommend.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've only read, like, 3 books in my life. So, After is one of them. And, yes, I'm reading it on Wattpad. But it is so good. It's taking up my whole life. I can't stop thinking about the book. Like, every time I have to do something, I'm like, okay, I need to, like, hurry up and do this so I can finish and go read. Like, I can't stop. I read the first book just this weekend. I started, like, Friday at 11 p.m., mm-hmm. and I just finished it last night before I went to bed.
And now what I think's going to happen to me and Harry Potter.
Yeah. I hope that it's, like, Harry Potter, because I ordered the first 2 books already. But I hope that it's not really, like, childish, because I don't know. Like, I don't think it's going to be, because I know adults are obsessed with Harry Potter like us. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just hope it's not like, oh, if I was 11 reading this, I would like it way more than I do right now.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching a lot of videos that basically are like, this guy who's, like, obsessed with the books.
Yeah.
He, like, compares the books to the movies.
Yeah.
And based on... And he, like, will read lines in the book and then show how it looked in the movie. And, like, on that, it doesn't seem childish.
Yeah.
Like, some of that vocab, I'm like, I'm gonna have to, like, sound out this word. But...
It's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm, like, excited to read it, but I actually do have a... I have two recommendations.
Okay, what's your recommendation? I'll give mine.
If you guys, it's like a poetry book.
Okay.
I found it on Instagram, and it's called The Strength in Our Scars.
Okay.
And, like, but it's, like, a different type of poetry book. Like, I feel like a lot of those, like, short story poetry books are, like, three sentences.
Yeah.
These are, like, actual, like, short stories.
Oh, okay.
And they're less about, like, heartbreak and being sad and finding love in your life, and more about, like the back, it literally says you are not broken, you're becoming, like, it's more about, like, growth. Like, I don't know, I like
no,
it
I like
better
that.
Than yeah. And it's from Instagram, so if you guys want it, like, DM us, I'll send you the account. And then this one is called You Are a Badass: How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life. And I haven't read much, but
is that a poetry book
I did
too?
Read, no, this is a self-help book.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, one of those more, like, not... It's a book.
Adulting,
you know,
books.
Not,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like books like this. But I these are the two books I've been reading until Harry Potter comes. But now we know it might never come, so...
Well, I guess my book recommendation would be the Mara Dyer series. I guess I'm way more of, like, a teen romance, like, kind of, like, science fiction type of... girl. Like, that's the type of books that I would read. That series is so good. Oh my gosh, if I could choose to have one book made into a movie, it would be that book. It is such a good book.
What's it about? I don't think I've ever heard
it's
of
about
it.
Okay, so it's about a lot, but the initial plot in the first book is about this girl Mara Dyer. She's like 16 or 17 or something. But she wakes up in the hospital with, like, no recollection of how she got there. And her mom and her family is surrounding her. And they're like, oh my gosh, Mara, what happened last night? She's like, I don't know. She's like, you were in an asylum crash or whatever. Like, that she was in an old abandoned asylum and the building crashed on her. Killing, like, her boyfriend and her two girl best friends. They were all together in asylum and they all died. And so then... she's, like super depressed, like, her, like, all of her people in her life just passed away, and she's alive, and she doesn't remember it, but then she starts seeing them, like, around, and she's like, they're not dead, and everyone's like, sweetie, yes, they are, but none of their bodies were found in the asylum, like, but she's seeing them all around her, and then more crazy stuff happens, and she meets a beautiful British boy, and he's rich.
It's a series?
Yeah, it's a series. There's three books, but... there's a fourth now from her love interest's perspective, but I haven't read that. Yeah, that's pretty. I think you would like it. I feel like you would like it.
Yeah, it reminds me of If I Stay. Did you read those books or watch
the movie? I watched the movie. That's the one with Chloe Moretz, right?
Yeah. I was obsessed with the books.
Yeah.
Like, and that's very similar. Like, the first one, If I Stay, and the second one is If I Go. And I can't remember if it's the second one or if it... turns into, like, a third one, but one of them is from the boyfriend's perspective.
Yeah.
And, but it's them meeting later in life, because I guess they break up.
Oh, okay.
And then it's, like, 5 years later or something.
That's interesting.
It's really interesting, especially, like, when you, like, love the characters, you know?
Yeah.
And then you think the book's over, you watch the movie, you're like, oh, they just, like, probably got married. And then, like, they come out with a book, and it's like, nope, we broke up. It's like, oh!
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of If I Stay, and I was obsessed with, like, I still have them. Like, I will not get rid of those books.
I have
books.
Mine, too. I read those books in, like, 8th grade, the Mara Dyer series.
Yes, oh, in 8th grade, yeah.
8th grade, I read a lot. I don't know what it is, but... my second book recommendation is a memoir, and, like, I don't know what it is about it, but it was just, like, I read it senior year of high school, and it was, like, life-changing for me. It's called A Stolen Life by J.C. Dugard, and it's about an 11-year-old girl who was kidnapped for 18 years, or 19 years, something crazy like that, and she kept a diary while she was kidnapped. She had, like, two kids while she was kidnapped, and it's just, like, the story of her life, basically, and how, like, it kind of, like, it's it's a good memoir because it's the actual diary entries, but then it's her as like a 30-year-old, like commenting wow. on the entries and like saying what really happened, like from a non-11-year-old traumatized perspective. So wow. it's really
That's
good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like you're into stuff like that. Like,
yeah. Just like,
I don't know what reading genre other, that would be.
Just reading other people's traumas. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm just like nosy. I'm just nosy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, wait, that kind of reminds me. Mm-hmm. Delaney always talks about, like, talking about conspiracy theories on the podcast. Like,
oh, really?
What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah. 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 I was confused what you were talking about. Yeah. I would love to do, like, an episode. Just, like, talking about a conspiracy theory. And, like, not that I believe it or, like, not me taking a stance. Or maybe me taking a stance. But, like,
yeah,
us just talking about it and being like,
Well, there's just one to inform. That, like, I just know it's real.
What,
like,
the moon landing?
It's a conspiracy. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way that they did that.
No, I think definitely the moon landing in 1969 was fake. Have we been to the moon since then? Yes. I do believe that. But I don't think it was till, like, you know, well after, like, the, what's it called, the space shuttle in the 80s? Mm. I think around that time is when we actually, like, went to the moon. I just think we were trying to beat Russia. It was the Cold War.
Russia, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they exactly were. I literally had an entire, like segment of my astronomy class.
Yeah.
Only on that. And it was, like, 3 weeks, and I had to do an essay on it. About, like, why you think it's real or fake. So I had to do all this research. Yeah. And I'm like, it's fake. I know it.
Is. And I don't know why they're still lying to us. Like, everyone's been to the moon now, so it doesn't even matter. And, like, I mean, not to brag, like, I'm not really pro-American, but we might be the first ones to Mars just because of Elon Musk and, you know, his space shuttle. But, yeah, I definitely think it's fake.
Question.
You can't hammer on... A moon does not flag... Or okay, wave. I said a moon does
a
not flag.
A does not flag. Yeah, a moon does
a
not flag.
A flag does not wave in zero gravity. There's no light, like, coming from, I don't know. It's just stupid.
There's I feel like there's a lot of evidence. I don't know. I feel like I have one conspiracy that I, like, low-key kind of believe in. But, like,
what is
I know
it?
It's crazy because there's...
It's okay. I just feel like everything's
it's that
crazy.
The Earth's flat.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't done my own research.
I don't think, like, 100% that it's flat, but I also can be led to believe that I don't know if it's 100% the shape that they tell us that it is.
No, literally. And I think that's, like... I think the biggest part of that whole conspiracy is just, you know, like, believing that... We don't know anything unless the government and the people in charge tell us. So it very well could be flat. No, literally. Because they're the only ones who's been in space. Like,
yes, exactly. And, like, I know there's research that can prove that it's not completely flat.
Yeah.
Like, a perfect circle or at least, like, a spear or whatever.
Yeah.
Spear or whatever, how you say it. Like, a camera's not big enough to take that. They have to edit the pictures all in, you know, to, like, make it equal.
Mm-hmm.
What if they just edited it like that?
And even, like, the Earth is, like you said, it's so big, there's no camera. You can't get that far away from the Earth to take such a big picture without using, like, a fisheye lens, and that always curves a photo. So...
Exactly.
That is interesting to think about. But... And also, why would there be a perfect ball... at the core of our Earth? What rock have you seen that's perfectly...
And, like, multiple of them. Like, a lot of them.
No, literally.
Like...
I don't know. There's a lot, but... I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this, because I don't want the FBI to come knocking at our doors, like...
Oh, yeah. True. But, yeah, if you guys would want us to, like, actually, like, pick one, and then, like, her and I can do research, and we'll come back with our answers. Like
a JonBenet Ramsey one? Because I know it's not a conspiracy theory, because... her brother literally did it, and her parents are just hiding the truth. Do you know about JonBenet Ramsey?
I was going to say, I don't think I do. I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's basically, like, it was the 90s or 80s. This little girl, she was, like, a pageant girl. Like,
oh, yes. I just didn't know it was conspiracy. I just always see her face on the cover of People magazine.
Yeah, it was never solved. But her parents, like, faked a kidnapping. But,
oh my God.
I don't know. There's a lot. Yeah, but we could go on for hours talking about conspiracy, so definitely let us know if you guys would be interested in that.
Yeah, but this is the perfect time. Tell them about DMing, because DM us conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, just DM us any requests. I know I kind of say that, like, a lot. I don't know if I said it a lot, but I've said it in a few.
I feel like
we haven't
gone, like, in depth. I feel like you just, like, scrape over it, though. You know what I mean? Like, we need to, like,
just DM us.
Every episode, we want to incorporate it.
Yeah, we want to, at the end of every episode, we want to go through our DMs and, you know, see what you guys have to say and, you know, like, respond to them through the podcast. If you guys have any requests for us to do, if you have any questions that you want us to talk about, just anything, honestly.
Do you want advice on something?
Like, tell us a story time. We'll keep them anonymous unless you don't want them to be anonymous. Yeah. Anything. We just want to incorporate DMs more in our podcast because that was the purpose. But
yeah. And I feel like we know, like, once we get a larger audience, the DMs will come flushing in.
Yeah, definitely.
But right now, with a more smaller audience, we want to give you guys the opportunity to, like, be seen, you know what I mean?
Be heard,
be noticed. Because you're not always going to have this opportunity, because we're going off eventually.
Eventually.
Soon, I'm assuming. And it's going to be a lot harder to get us to read your DMs.
Exactly.
Not to sound mean or anything, but...
but we're just manifesting this for ourselves.
Yeah.
But yeah. How has your October been going? I know it's been a big month for manifestations. Do you feel like...
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're on the right path right now?
Yeah, I actually do. Like, I remember... I think I was telling you how, like, overnight I've been gaining, like 20, 30 subscribers, like, a night.
Yeah.
Which, like, wasn't happening before, like, October started and before I started, like, my certain manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's really, like, kicked it into high gear. But then also... I don't know how, like, it came to be, but I'm almost a month ahead on videos.
Oh, wow. That's good.
And I have no clue how this happened.
Yeah.
Like, for example, today, I'm going to film three videos. And, like, I probably won't get to editing them, but, like, I'm going to have them filmed.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I didn't even plan for this to happen. It just happened.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like, again, that's, like, my manifestation coming to, like, the surface of just saying, like, you know, we're gonna make it a little bit easier on you so you can, you know, do other things in life so you can achieve the goals. But I don't know how this happened. Like, I really don't know.
Yeah, we don't question the gifts from the universe, okay? We just say thank you.
I'm not gonna wonder, but yeah, I'm like a month ahead, which is exciting. And then I'm gonna do Vlogmas.
So
my November videos are pretty much done. And then I just have to vlog every day and start that.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like it'll be hard, but it's okay. How's your October been?
It's okay. I went through, like, a rough patch with, like, just, like, everything. I felt, like, just boiled over. But I just, like, I feel like I needed to have that now because now I just feel, like, completely at peace. Like, I don't know. I go through these stages where I'm like, you know, nothing matters. Just go with the flow. It's okay. Yeah. Everything's going to work out eventually. Like, it might not be right now. But then I just, like, you know, I feel, like, all the pressure of, like, school and, like, life. And then you just wake up and you're like, who cares? Like, what? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I haven't really been... What was the tweet?
No, you go.
I was going to say, I feel like I haven't been manifesting that much this month. But I feel like I'm still being gifted with, like, my affirmations and, like, the tone I set for the month. I don't know. But, yeah, I just feel like I'm still getting, like, blessed with gifts consistently. Like, I got a job.
Yeah.
And, like, the pay is, like, way better than I thought. Like, it's over half what I – what not over half. It's double what I used to make. At a job, and I didn't even.
That's good.
And it's at a place that, like, no one ever gets in. So, like, I'm just like, wow, that's pretty cool. See, I was stressed about it because I have a spending issue when it comes to clothes sometimes. Like, I'll literally, instead of eating, I'll buy clothes. But I couldn't do that because I was like, you know, I need to be responsible. But now I can buy food and clothes. So,
yeah.
Period.
And save money for our Switzerland trip.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm so excited.
We're going to Switzerland, guys. We are. It's in a year.
Yeah, December 2021. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in Switzerland saying,
hello. They say it's the same. Like, it's pretty much English, but yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that. But that's cool about the manifesting thing, because I always read that, like, you know, after you manifest, you have to let it go. Mm-hmm. And that, like, divine timing will bring it to you. Yeah. So, like you were saying, I feel like everything that you had, like, wanted is coming now without you even really thinking about it.
No, because definitely. Because
you set it into motion so long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like sometimes with your manifestations, like people can just be so set on, like, I have to do this, like, every day, like, for it to come true. Like, no, you don't. You just have to, you can claim it. It can be a one-time thing. It's just, mm-hmm. like, when the universe is listening to you and if they trust you or not to, like, be grateful. But, yeah. You just gotta
I think my trust. My thing has been, like, embodying it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I was doing the writing every single night, and I mm-hmm. do think I saw, like, I saw active whatever. Yeah, But then I did the 55-5 method, and it said, like, after those 5 days, just stop.
Yeah.
So, like, now that I've completed it, I haven't done it, mm-hmm. but I feel like, I've tried to, like, embody the type of person
mm-hmm.
who reached the manifestation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that is, like, me still manifesting without actively always thinking about it or having to write it down. I feel like I'm still actively doing it.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, like you were saying, you have to make the world trust you. It's like I'm showing the world, like, hey, like, I'm good. I'm ready when you
are. Whenever you're here, I'm ready. But yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm also not really stressed about anything right now, just because I've been getting a lot of, I've been seeing a lot on TikTok and, like, a lot of information about, like, 2021 being the year of the Aquarius.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm an Aquarius. Let me just reap all the benefits for 2021, because it hasn't been a year of the Aquarius in a minute. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. I feel like it is going to be your year.
Aww.
Aww. Funny. What was I going to say? Oh, it was all spring 2021, because uh-huh. I did my schedule this morning.
Okay.
Not sure how happy I am with it, but yeah. Have you started thinking about it, or, you know?
No, I haven't. For my school, we don't have to worry about making a schedule right now.
Oh, really?
But I'm not really stressed about school next semester until I get, like, confirmation on if we're online or in person.
I was just going to say, I added in swimming, and mm-hmm. it's only staying if we're online.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I was like, I just need a gym to get out of the way, and it was the only thing that fit perfectly in the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I put swimming, and I was like, how are you going to make me swim online? So, like, it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's in person, that's being moved right away.
No, literally. So... yeah, I hope Howard releases their plans for 2021, 2022. Can you believe it? 2022? That does not... 2022. No, that doesn't even sound natural. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then, like, we graduate 2023.
No, oh my God, Maya. We're almost done with college.
I think that's the worst part of it, is that, like... the years are going up. Like, when I applied for FAFSA the other day, and it was, like, mm-hmm. 2021, 2022, I'm like, we graduate the next year.
Oh, my God. That, like, makes me want to vomit, we bro. Do,
Danny, for the next graduation. One we do is for senior year.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Yeah, that's crazy. We're literally going to be graduating in, like, a year, basically, at this point.
Basically,
we already are graduated, okay? Time is going by so fast. There's no way.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, looking forward to it, though, like, mm-hmm. to being, like, the older part on campus. But I do wish we had this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like when we get back, it's, like, time to kick it into high gear. There really is not time to, like, mess around.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I feel like there still is time to mess around. It's just going to be in a different way. Like, we're not going to be walking around the yard just looking for anyone to talk to, or, like, going to a party at Banneker.
Well, like, I mean, like, that. Like, I feel like that was fun. Mm-hmm. Like, and we're never going to get to do that again.
Yeah.
Not that we can't, but I feel like that's just not going to, like, fit into what we're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely still think we're going to be, like, you know, on our weird Delaney and Maya lifestyle.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be more, like, in, like, our, like, spaces, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Like,
But
that's funny. Do you have any other updates for them? My camera keeps pausing. So.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. It's fine.
No. It's okay. Yeah. I can see you. They can hear us. It's fine. I don't think I really have any other updates. Oh, when you guys are listening to this, I'll be at home in New York.
Woot woot in New
Probably,
York.
Probably, like, laying in my bed or something.
Concrete jungle.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. If you guys would like a 30-minute video of, or podcast of Mai and I singing, we can do that. Remember when we, when we did a concert outside of Quad? Do you remember that? Mai and
Oh my God, yes.
We shared, like, audio with each other, like, in our AirPods, and then we were playing, like, Kehlani songs, and we were just singing, but no one could hear the music, so it was literally just us singing, and we were jumping on the benches and model walking, just singing so loud, and I know we looked insane.
See, but, like, I feel like... Like, yes, we looked insane. I'm sure people walked by and were like, what the hell are these girls literally. On? But, like, those are, like, the funnest, like, times.
Yeah, I agree. I have videos of it, so if you guys want to see it, DM me and I'll send them to you.
They're going to, like, take them and, like, post and be like, look at mine.
Look at them. They're so weird and losers. No, we're not. You're just jealous.
They were losers. They were losers freshman year of college. Like, why are we
Everyone wanted to,
them? To
be us singing outside of Quad. Trust me. Have you heard our vocals? Just kidding.
Have you heard them?
That's so funny. Oh, yeah. Remember yesterday I was telling you about, like, the liquid pheromones?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for them. Not that I'm, like, I'm like, oh, I want all the boys. But it intrigues me to, like, for boys, like, to come up to me and talk to me and me just, like, turn them down. I get serotonin off of rejection of other people. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Not really. But I was watching this TikTok. I get all of my information off of TikTok. But basically, this girl
nowadays
bought, like, these liquid pheromones. And it just enhances the level of attraction that men will have towards you. It's a scent.
Like, it attracts men.
Yeah, because, you know, like, naturally we give off our own pheromones. But adding more would just be, like, people be more drawn to you. And, like, this girl, she's like, it literally works. I got asked out 3 times last night, stuff like that. And it's just like, if I go on a date, I'm going to wear that. So then he'll be obsessed with me. And it'll all just be perfect. But yeah.
That's going to be so funny.
Yeah, you should.
See if it works.
No, literally. I'm saying, like, one night we should just be, like, on our weird stuff and just, like, put it on. Just to see. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not putting ourselves out there, but seeing if it works just, like, in any setting.
Yeah.
Like, go to the monuments and walk around.
We could make it, like, a big, like, social experiment.
Yeah, we should. That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
It's, like, $30 for, like, a little 5 or 3 ounce vial. So, it's expensive. Oh, really? But you don't need that much. Like, I'm not gonna... And I don't use it every day because I'm not that narcissistic, but...
Yeah. When you texted me that you were gonna get it, I think you texted me something like, you're gonna start, like, wearing whatever, whatever. And, like, I, like, did not know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I had just, like, saw a tweet that said something about, like, perfume or whatever.
Oh, see, that
I was like, oh, maybe she saw the same tweet. But, like, I don't know what that is. But, like, maybe she's talking about a perfume.
So okay. I was like, what? Something about me is that I literally text so incoherently. Like, I know.
Yeah, you do.
Like, in my head, there's just words. And so I literally type down those exact words. And I know they make no sense. But I, like, I'm just so lazy that I'm like, I'll just I just won't clarify. Like, they either get it or they don't. Like, I don't
know. I feel like, most times I get it. But, like, that specific time, I was like, I don't know what this is. Liquid pheromone?
Oh, my gosh.
Hmm.
I hate this.
Do we have any more? Oh, what?
No, you can keep going. Oh, I was going to say, how it keeps pausing. But yeah, I think that's about all we wanted to share today. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The purpose of this podcast was literally to tell you guys, like, what we're going to start doing, and we literally did not say
it. Oh, yeah, maybe we should tell them, like, our, Well, you kind of said it at the beginning, but I guess if you want to go in more detail.
Yeah, well, it's basically just, like, we just want to be more, like, candid, more talkative, more...
Less structured.
Just, like, talk about random stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm sure if you guys listen to the past podcasts, like, the power of manifestation, and then we go off and we'll read, like, a couple lines about manifestation and then just kind of talk about it. But we want to do more, like, we just hop on the phone and we're like, hey, Delaine, what's up?
We want you guys to be a part of our conversations. Like, see what goes on in our heads. Because this is actually conversations that we'd have whether we were recording ourselves or not, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just think we're kind of weird and, like, just no thoughts, just Maya and Delaney, like, that type of energy, like.
Yeah, for sure. All the time.
But oh, wait, one more thing. You should take the quiz. Okay. I saw this quiz where it's, like, which character are you? And it's, like, you can get, like, the prep, the protagonist, antagonist, the dumb one, the evil one. Stuff like that. I think I've guess what I got.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, what is it?
I got the dumb one.
Oh my god, really?
Okay, but then I got the prep, which was like Regina George type energy. Uh-huh. So I feel like those two together really do define me, like the dumb one and the prep. So I don't know. I feel like you would get like the prep.
Really? Yeah, send it to me. Okay. Because I saw it, but I haven't seen like questions or anything to it.
But yeah, that's all. I think that's all.
Yeah, but yeah, basically, so just the rest of the episodes will probably be less like self-care tips, and it'll be more just like, she said what?
Yeah, literally, like, literally.
I don't know. It's just going to be more chill, so if you guys are onto that, make sure you give us a 5-star rating, and leave us a nice review, and follow us on Instagram.
And please DM us! I'm begging you! And oh my god! Just DM us, please! Oh my gosh, sorry, that was an outburst that I didn't mean to have. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Please like, review, and follow us at Going Down in the DM. But the acronym, so GDITDM, period. Okay,
bye. You guys know how to spell it.
Yeah, just look it up, please. Or just follow one of us on Instagram, and then just go.
It's in our bios, I think.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
Okay, bye guys. Okay, love you.
Peace.
Peace.